Did he ever do anything else?
Well, he done levy work, contract work, you know. In the falls, when got through with the crops, well, he had a bunch of mules, yeah. He had a bunch of half hands.
Yes, sir.
And he'd get levy work or road work, you know. Worked the niggas through the winter.
Really?
Huh?
Well, I'll be. Did he used to sharecrop, or did he run all his land?
Sharecrop.
Himself.
And he was the boss. The niggas would make a crop, and they got half of it, and he got half. But they had to pay their grocery bill out of that half. If it was enough to pay, sometimes it wasn't enough to pay.
Yeah. Did your father have a store for him?
Yeah.
Did he run it, or?
We all run it. Yeah. And he'd get his groceries from New Orleans on a boat.
Yes.
At a warehouse down on the river.
Uh-huh.
And we'd get them about every 2 weeks, sometime a month. Depends how much you got at the time. But there was 20 gallons of whiskey every shipment of groceries in the old cane demijohn. 10-gallon glass jug wrapped up with cane. Keep it from breaking, you know. And them niggas, when they come up here to get their mules, they come by the store and probably give them a drink of whiskey every morning, every morning. And he drank himself.
Yeah.
But we boys, there's only one that really, you know, liked it.
Yeah.
I never did like it.
Uh-huh.
But poor boy, he got killed in France. Got wounded on the 8th of October, 1918, died on the 10th. And his body stayed over there 2 years and 4 months. Buried, because I went to his grave. And they shipped him back. And Mama had the undertaker to cut that lead coffin open using a sealed lead coffin. She wanted to see if it was her boy. Good boy. All markings, you know. Well, of course, he died in the hospital, and couldn't have been a mistake. Oh, they did make mistakes, but that's one they didn't make.
Yes, sir. You were in the Army too, weren't you?
Yeah. 22 months.
Did you go overseas?
11 on this side and 11 over in France.
Yes, sir. Well, your grandfather said first came to this settlement. Can you tell me about your grandfather and grandmother? They were farmers too?
I didn't know.
Did you know either of them on either side?
Never seen either one. You see, when the war broke out here, Civil War, my grandpa taking all the women folks, that is kin folks, you know.
Yes.
And took them to the Sabine River, right across at Carthage, Texas. Texas wasn't even one of the states then. So she died there. She's buried right on the banks of the Sabine River up there. Well, he come back home after the war was over. And I don't know how long after, but he remarried.
Did your father serve in the Civil War?
No.
Your grandfather?
Had two uncles did. None of what become of them. Never did hear nothing about them. He was going to college in Virginia.
Yes.